A few of us good old boys got talking about stuff late one night a while back. Important stuff. Ere a chance the top of the toe kickout would come back. Men we knew who could point wet 50s. And how, contrary to what he said in the Sunday game last week, Kevin McStay might actually have been wrong once. That time he thought he was wrong. And things took a definite turn for the melancholy when one of our number raised a question of grave import. When, he asked, was the last time you saw a player with a tash? And we all became doleful upon realising that yes, the tash has become a thing of the past. We thought about 1986, Kerry v Tyrone, 3 in a row on the balance, Kevin McCabe, and him with a Ronnie on him that had put Graham Souness to shame, and that penalty that sailed over the bar. Or late on in the 1988 All-Ireland final, a tip forward asks how much time's left, and Sylvie interjecting, "A year, my boy, a full year." We reflected on the tidy grace of Offaly's Aidan Fogarty, and how the tash seemed so right on his face we assume he was born with it. And how even though Joe Connolly's brief flirtation with the tash coincided with some of the best hurling of his career, it always looked incongruous on him. A kind of National League tash, not something to be letting out into the Championship. We thought about all these famous banditos, and well, we were sad. The tash was a way of life. Never again will we see an attacking wing back, Sally, not his real name, up the field, selling dummies and soloing for the pure, self-indulgent thrill of it. Soloing out towards the far sideline because his squeeze of the week's parked in a Toyota Carina up on the embankment. The collar of his jersey pulled up high, his medallion swinging suggestively in the breeze, and his tash lending an air of Latin glamour to an otherwise mundane first-round O'Mara Cup game. Ah, heady stuff. The glory years for the tash came in the late 1970s, early 1980s. The 1980 All-Star team had McCabe at right halfback and Danny Murray on the left. I know. I was 12 at the time, and I immediately stopped shaving. A year later, the hurling selectors produced a team that was a veritable monument to facial hair. Liam O'Donoghue and Sean Stack on the half-back line. Liam Curran's at midfield. Johnny Callanan and George O'Connor on the half-forward line. And inside, Johnny Flaherty of Offaly. Oh, Johnny Flaherty of Offaly. And he for all the world like a struggling Parisian street artist,
Mon Dieu, Johnny Flaherty,
who'd paint your likeness for a few francs, and you just standing to catch your breath on your way up to the Sacré-Cœur.
Magnifique, Flaherty.
Others who availed of the unlimited fashion potential inherent in the tash were Mayo's Frank Noon and Willie Joe Padden, Dave Sinnott of Dublin, Donny O'Connell, Kevin Kehaly, Horry Coyne, Jerry McInerney, Magnum P.I. and Johnny Stinson. The tash served them well, and they too served the tash well. But to paraphrase cycling legend Sean Kelly, the tash has been squeezed out of it. It's 10 years since PJ Fingers O'Connell of Clare revived the tash's flagging fortunes, but nothing followed. And now we are left to contemplate a Gaelic Games landscape of uninterrupted sameness, apart from the tattoos, the earrings and the dyed hair. It left us very sad, you know. Very sad.